Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I like Moose Knuckles.
I will destroy them all.
Hello and welcome to The Coordinate, an Attack on Titan podcast. This week we are talking about episode 77 of Attack on Titan, Sneak Attack.
Sneak Attack.
I'm Tyler, and with me today, we haven't recorded together in like a year. It's
been a very long time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been the end of the last like half of the season or whatever. So April.
Yeah, so like 9 months. We could have had a kid, Tyler.
We could have had a kid together.
We could have had a kid together. Could you imagine?
I don't think either of us need another kid. So
no, definitely not. I very much want to sleep by the time I'm 40.
Yeah,
that'd be nice.
So tired.
Do you remember what it was like having sleep?
No, I don't.
No, neither do I. It's been 4.5 years.
Yeah, my kid goes to bed at like 10 every night, and then I wake up for work at 5, but I also have to like stay up and clean up the house after he goes to bed. So yeah, it's rough.
Yeah, I know that feeling. Yeah, we've got school to contend with now, so they have to go to bed a little bit earlier. But yeah.
Yeah, maybe that'll change. He's going to start preschool in August, so maybe start going to bed.
Exciting. Yeah, I think I'll have to.
So anyways, before talking about the episode, I had some questions for you. Holdovers from last week. Yeah.
Questions. I wasn't prepared.
So what do you think about the new like theme and intro?
I liked the beginning bit more second time round. But I think even the last one, I felt the last one for the final season, part one, was banging.
Yeah.
But it took me 3 or 4 episodes to get into it. But I think it's the same thing. I think it's just going to slowly grow on me. It's weird. It's in English.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
I think all of them have had like a little bit of English here and there, like, you know, a couple of words of English, but yeah, this one's all in English, which is strange. But yeah, I found myself like singing the song like in my head several times throughout the week, so I guess I like the song. I don't really like the visuals.
Oh, I don't think I know it enough to do it. Yeah, because the visuals, it's just basically like, hey, look, there's gonna be a rumbling. Look at all these giant titans. There's gonna be a rumbling.
Is there gonna be a rumbling? Rumbling.
and my other thing is that it feels like the series is gonna go full Dragon Ball on us, and like it's gonna be like what could be 20 minutes of real life fighting is gonna take 16 episodes, or is it 12 episodes? I forgot.
Is this
12 episodes this last half the season?
It's not official, but that's like the rumor is that there's 12 episodes. But also people are saying 12 episodes aren't enough to like completely tell the story of the manga, so I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I mean, you've read the manga. Do you think 12 episodes is enough, or do you think there's loads of filler they can get out?
I don't know. I haven't like looked at the number of chapters left and like tried to like line out, but I mean 12 doesn't seem like a lot for like what is left, so I will say that. And a big complaint about the ending was that parts of it seemed rushed. So
the manga ending,
yeah, so it would be it'd be nice if they would have been able to like in the year like expand on that a little bit.
Right. Yeah, because I know obviously what's the name of the guy who created this? Isayama. Yeah, so I remember him saying like he liked the anime because it got him to like polish things that he couldn't really do in the manga. So maybe that was kind of his thinking, like, well, this is the story, but I'm going to get it out in the manga so that it's ready to fully be envisioned in anime form.
Yeah, they also released, like, I don't know, 10 extra panels 3 months after the ending came out. They, like, when the physical, like, collected volume came out, it had, like, some additional stuff in it.
Oh, cool. So, what, just randomly in the story, or...
A couple randomly throughout, but the bulk of it at the end of it. So it was kind of a little extra thing at the end. But
So yeah, I've got a question for you then, Tyler. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be really upset if they change the ending? They do, like, a full Game of Thrones type thing.
I would kind of... I think I would like it more if, like, something happened in the next episode or two where they did change the ending, because I think it would make watching the anime more fun.
But then who would you talk about the manga ending with?
I'll still make you read it.
Fair enough. I probably would as well.
Stage, like... I had another question for you. Rigs, do people, like, is that a UK thing too, or is that just an Australian thing where, like, rig means, like, good body? You're like, nice rig.
No, it's a big oil thing out in sea.
Yeah, I feel like in the US, like, if you told someone they had a nice rig, they'd think you were talking about their penis.
Nice rig? No, I've not heard nice rig.
Okay.
And I watch a few Australian sitcoms. I've not heard it in that either.
Oh, but yeah, so, I hear it on Australian podcasts all the time.
Ah, yeah, you got a nice rig, mate. No, I think we say things like, you know, you got a nice rack, or... but that's quite derogatory nowadays.
Yeah. I was curious if that had a different meaning.
No, it's just like, hey, you've got nice boobs. Nice rack. Yeah, so I haven't said nice rack since I was probably like 14. How I've grown and matured in life. I've not heard of nice rig. I mean, where did that come from? Was that in the last episode, or was that just like a literally random question?
Yeah, it was about Zeke being naked.
Okay. Well, no, he's definitely got some defined buttock muscles, shall we say. what are they called? Are they actually just called the buttocks? Or does the muscle have, like, a specific name? The gluteus maximus. Yeah, he has a very defined gluteus maximus.
He really works that thing.
Yeah, he is out twerking the clubs between doing bench presses. Because, I mean... the whole thing that we've seen of Zeke is him being like this weird geeky man who sort of doesn't seem like a traditional person who has a Titan, like, because they're all like really hard trained, aren't they, in Mali? And then suddenly you see him naked, and he's like, he's got more abs than you can dream of.
Yeah,
and it's just like, oh yeah, maybe he was good at training as well.
Oh yeah, that little girl that built him out of clay spent a little extra time with his buttocks. Really molded that thing. Anyway, so I guess we should talk about this week's episode.
This week's episode. So there's only about 2 minutes of stuff that actually happens in this episode.
Yeah, there's a lot of fighting.
There's a lot of filler, to be honest with you. I mean, like, the first 5 minutes of the episode is literally the last 5 minutes of the last episode. It's just like, it starts in the middle of a conversation that we've already had with the gang, where they're talking about, oh yeah, maybe we should go help Armin. I'm sorry, Armin's trying to convince everyone, maybe we should go help Eren. I think Eren was lying when he said this, this, and this. And it's just like, I was watching it, and I actually had to check that I hadn't just accidentally loaded the end of the last episode. It's just like, because I haven't seen credits yet, but it's just like, I've seen this. I'll double check. There's Mikasa having her mini crisis of confidence before Tom Cruise can come along. And because that's every Tom Cruise movie ever. I'm really good at this. I have a crisis of confidence. Here's Nicole Kidman. I'm better now. That's every Tom Cruise movie.
Bill, you froze.
Are you nostalgic for a simpler time?
A time where controllers didn't have so many buttons.
A time where games weren't so overly complicated by so many plot devices.
Yeah.
Me too. I miss my NES.
Hi. I'm Bill. And I absolutely love old video games. But I didn't have anyone to play with. So I decided to start the Super Switch Club. That's right, a podcast dedicated to discussing and reliving the nostalgia of retro video games that are also on the Nintendo Online Virtual Library. Each week, my friends and I will discuss games from the NES to the SNES. Games like
Super Mario World,
Kirby's Dream Land 3,
Donkey Kong Country,
The Legend of Zelda,
Super Metroid,
Balloon Fight,
Punch-Out,
A Link to the Past,
F-Zero,
and so much more.
The Super Switch Club is a podcasters assemble style show from the We Can Make This Work, probably, podcast network, where we'll be replaying and discussing some of our favorite video games from our childhood.
So join us on the Super Switch Club, where you can relive the nostalgia of tearing your hair out over an NES game that loves to troll the shit out of you.
Best of all, you can too.
Head on over to probablywork.com/SuperSwitchClub now to learn more.
Back.
Okay. Again. Yeah, I don't know.
Tyler's
what happened there.
Back.
I'm gonna leave my video off though, just in case.
Guess who's back? Guess
slow.
Who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Banana, na 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 na. Ooh, I created a monster. It's Tyler Thornton. Anyway, he's going to eat me. Oh, shit. Hello, welcome back, everybody, to the part two. So we had a nice ad break there, didn't we, Tyler?
Maybe.
Perfect time for an ad break.
Yep. And just 5 minutes in, you just got the recap from last episode, because that's all we've done is talk about last episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the real Attack on Titan format.
Yeah, so that was basically it. Yeah, it starts off with Armin convincing everyone Mikasa has a crisis of confidence, and then they all start running up the stairs together. And can I just say, how long are those stairs?
I like how it zooms in on everyone's face, like going up the stairs, and they've all got these like solemn looks where they're just like really depressed.
Yeah, it's, like, ooh. It's just constant tip tapping as they're going up the stairs. Going... going around this spiral staircase that never ends. It goes on forever.
Did
and
you
then,
notice,
yeah, then we have the opening thing.
I don't know, like Armin looked extra short in this scene.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I'm wondering if like lots of people commented on the fact that he was taller in the last season. Because I know I did.
Yeah.
not in a bad way. I was just like, yeah, well, you know, he's got the colossal titan, so he's gonna be a bit more colossal now and grow a bit quicker.
Yeah,
he did look a bit smaller.
Yeah, I thought Connie was the short one, but I guess it's Armin.
Yeah, no, Coney's now like the super hyper aggressive one.
Yeah.
He's come from being a bit of a klutz to being like, yeah, now I'm gonna punch everyone in the face.
Yeah.
Onky Pong, bang. Aaron, bang. This is like, yeah, I'm gonna smash everyone up. I'm Coney, I'm angry. Mum turned into a titan and spoke to me.
So I guess there's all this build up with them going to help, but then they just run upstairs for most of the episode. Because they never get around to actually doing anything, do they?
No, even when they get to the top of the stairs, it's just like they break out, and then they release the army, which, like, what happened to the rest of the guards? Who was protecting the army here? And it's just like... Yeah, because they're all locked up. It's just like, well, you know, we've locked the doors. Let's go watch the show upstairs. And then Armin just turns up, unlocks everyone, including Pixis and Shardae. Shardae's alive, isn't he?
Yeah.
That was the best bit from this episode.
Yeah, so, I mean, well, Yelena is, like, on board with them helping, so I guess they don't care if they release everyone.
Mm, especially when she knows they can just get turned into titans at any moment by her her infatuation, Zeke.
When they see Zeke arrive, they should probably all leave that building.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what motherfucking Falco does, isn't it? You know, not the Austrian rap star, the kid, because he's drunk the poison chalice of Zeke's spinal fluid. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he's turned it up to 11 with the spinal tap, and. Yeah, he's just like, I've drunk this, so I'm going to get out of Dodge. And the guy who's with, so there's actually one of the people in the army who, he's got the horse crest. So I think that's the King's Guard, isn't it? Or whatever it's called.
He's got the unicorn, which is the military police. So it's the
military police. That's the one. Yeah. God, my brain with all this stuff. Like I just considering I did all that research for that recap episode, it's just like, it's all gone. It's all gone. I can only remember bullet points now. That's all I've got left in my head. But yeah, so the military police guy, is that, Sasha's dad?
No.
Ah, cause he calls him Niall. And I was just like,
yeah,
I recognize him from somewhere, but I can't think where.
The name's familiar. He was probably in like season one or two or maybe even three. I'm rewatching three right now, so if he comes up, I'll let you know. But yeah, her dad was in the prison cell with Mikasa and Armin.
Yeah, yeah. Because yeah, I was kind of thinking that, but then I kind of thought maybe that's her dad, and like maybe because like Sasha's family is so big, like I maybe thought, oh, maybe it's one of her uncles or something. But yeah, yeah. I don't know. It was just like, yeah, thanks, Niall. It's just like, who the fuck is Niall? So if anyone knows who Niall is, can you please tweet us at Coordinate Pod? We have a Twitter, don't we? Do we have a Twitter?
Yeah, it's good. It's Coordinate Pod. I don't have the login information. I had to find it.
Neither do I. If anyone has the login information, can you please tweet us at Coordinate Pod? we're such good podcasters, Ty. Mm-hmm. I love this dynamic we've got here.
Super prepared.
Yeah, we are. We are the most organized people on earth.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Anyway, yeah, so where was we?
So they get to the top of the stairs and Armin gives like a speech or something. He's like,
yeah, this is the halfway point of the episode. It took a long time to get up those stairs.
Yeah. All right, Armin's like, okay, now that we're at the top of these stairs, like that took fucking forever. Now our job, because we see Zeke on the wall, he's like, we got to get them boys to touch.
That sounds terrible. Yep. Got to get them boys to touch.
And Yolanda standing over him, doing this real creepy face.
Oh, that is amazing. Because we also get the fight recap as well. I forgot about that. So we get the whole bit where Reiner stabs Eren again. Although it was the same thing from the end of last episode. And yeah, Yolanda, she's just standing there, isn't she? She's like all... what's the word I'm looking for? Like biblical.
Oh, yeah. She's doing the arms out. She's either looking like Jesus or looking like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, it's the Jesus in Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah.
She looks like she's doing that pose on top of like this big wall thing. And
and there's airships going down. And I feel like we've seen this a billion times, because I think they used it at the end of the last season. They used it in several trailers.
See, I didn't watch any of the trailers. I kind of want this one to be fresh. Cool.
Good.
But it's pretty cool. It's some pretty cool though. There is a lot of action going on at the same time that all this stuff's happening. Mm-hmm. So leading up to the gang getting on top of the wall with Yolanda, Falco, I like how
we're calling the same person two different names. You're saying Yolanda or something. Yolanda. And I call her Yolanda. I don't know which is correct. I think
Tyler's more likely to be correct. I have a history of mispronouncing everything on the planet, so I wouldn't worry about that too much.
You know why we thought Armin was taller?
Yeah,
because at the beginning of season four, you see Yolanda like pretending to be Armin, and she's taller than him because she looks similar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because there's the part in Liberia, or I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Liberia is where all the people were. That's where Big Willy got eaten, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, like she lures.
That's where Will Smith met his untimely end.
He lures Peek and Porco into a trap. Meanwhile, Armin nukes them with his body.
Yeah, that's it. Sorry, I'm just trying to remember all the drops as I have to say them. we lost our drops, people. So now I'm the drop person.
No time to
PK fire. Yeah, no time to edit. PK fire. So yeah, we do get some cool action though in this. Where there's the bit where Reiner pins Eren to the floor, and then Eren just somehow just puts his hand behind his head and rips the top of his jaw off. Mm-hmm. And then throws him across the floor. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and like Reiner looks like he's like I know I should eat Eren, but he doesn't look like he wants to. because he's like trying to get his mouth on him, and
Rhino's such a bitch. I hate to use that word, but every time it flicks to Rhino, he's just like, "Oh, Erin, it shouldn't be you. It should blah, 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 blah." It's just like, "Oh, stop crying, Rhino. Either just beat the shit out of him or go home." All right, you've got this whole mess going together. You brought Marley into this.
Oh yeah, it was his idea for the attack. So
yeah, exactly. So this is him, and like even like in the last episode, I think was it Erin who said like only Rhino could be stupid enough to actually convince Marley to come over here right now. And it's just like, yeah, fair enough. So yeah, and then Zeke also turns up, doesn't he? He's suddenly just standing atop of the wall, steaming away. He's not he's in Titan buff form at the moment, not in naked buff form. Which means Flotch must be somewhere nearby. Ooh, I just thought of that. That only just occurred to me.
Yeah, he's in the episode.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Wow. We see them.
yeah, we see Peek and.
I know. I know what you're talking
about. The general.
The not Magus from Marley. Magus.
Yes. We see them about take a shot, and then Zeke throws a rock at them, and they jump out of the way, and they're like, "Ha! Well, at least we're safe now." And then Flock and his entourage come swinging around the corner.
I was wondering who that was. I just assumed that was just a bunch of like, you know, the what's it, the Erin Liberation Army, whatever it's called. the Erin Inquisition.
The Jaegerist. I mean, they are.
Yeah, the Jaegerist, that's it.
Yep.
They sit around doing shots of Jaeger. Go, we're the Jaegerists. That's just who we are. Don't deny my Jaeger. And I've got so off pace now. We've gone all over the place for this episode.
I thought it was really funny how Peek actually gets the shot off.
Mm.
She like pretends her Titan's dead, you know, like comes out of it, so it's just a skeleton, and then the whole like crew was hiding underneath it.
I was a bit like, I did think though that was really dumb because that doesn't happen to the big Titans. Like they don't just turn into a skeleton. No, they regrow everything. Like if she's turned into a skeleton, or if she's been killed enough to get to that point, then somebody's eaten her.
Because
even when they rip them out, I was a bit like, it just seemed way too suspect for me. And Zeke was just like, yeah, PK's met her untimely end. Like, come on, Zeke, you're supposed to be the smart bastard here. If I saw that sitting there, I'd just throw some stones at it to knock it off the wall. Just be like, yeah, get rid of that. Cannon's pointing at me.
He should probably also know that, you know, like one of Peek's abilities is like the ability to like transform multiple times a lot.
Yeah, she's very quick at that, isn't she?
Yeah.
And it's just there's just a lot going on. So
the part that I thought was funny is that I guess there's like two Jaegerist crews, and one of them's like, "Ha, good job killing that thing." And they're like, "We didn't kill it." And they're like, "Oh, fuck." I thought you killed it. Like, no, we just got here. How could we have done it? You saw it swinging around the corner, and it would get here, and it's dead, and you're here.
Yeah, and they're literally hiding under its ribs, which are quite spaced out. Like they're very open. they look very conspicuous, and it's just like, yep. Yeah. And then they just all start shooting them and killing them. So, but I'm assuming they don't kill Flotch.
I guess not. I don't know.
No, we don't see that. I know we see one guy get his head blasted open, and then the cannon turns around and then shoots Zeke off the wall. And that's kind of where the episode's at, really. The only real thing that happens in this episode, other than the filler, is Armin, Coney, Mikasa, Jean-Luc Picard all make it to the top of the wall. And and then it's Star Trek time. they all make it to the top of the wall with Yolanda. Zeke gets basically incapacitated momentarily. He's on the floor. Erin's slowly limping towards him because he's got a limp from somewhere. What's Gilliard's name? The Jaw Titan.
Oh, Porco.
Porco Rosso, that's it. Hey, I couldn't remember that last episode. So Porco and Rhino are both trying to chase Erin down at the same time.
Like, all he does this episode is like hop on some buildings, and then he's like, I think Aaron's the one who's in real trouble. And then Aaron reverses.
No, actually, that was my favorite bit of the episode when Connie's at the top of the wall with Yolanda, and they're looking out at the scene of like of all these Titans fighting each other. And he's just like, he's looking at it and he's just like, I think Ryan is the one that actually needs help. It's just like, because you've got Erin slowly walking towards Zeke. Zeke's just lobbing stones at everyone. He's just like, we were going to help Erin, but I don't think he actually needs this.
Yeah.
That really made me laugh.
Poor Shikishina. Is that, no, what's the place of the name?
Yeah, this is Chikishima.
Shikishima.
Chikishima.
I've been watching Naruto, Shikamaru. That name was in my head, so I was getting my shikas. But yeah, so I guess the other thing that happens is like Gabby realizes that there's just people. There's no devils on the island. There's just people.
Yeah, because the guy we talked about earlier, Neil, basically brings Falco over to.
His name's Neil now, not Niles.
I'm going to call him Neil now. Good old Neil.
Neil Diamond.
Yeah, Neil Diamond. Neil Niall, whatever his name is. He brings Falco over to Gabby and... Is it Falco's brother? I keep forgetting his name.
Yep, Colt.
Colt, that's it. Yeah, so yeah, he brings him over to her. And Colt... But Gabby stops Colt from shooting him. And he's like, how did you know to trust that person? And she was like, well, basically what I've learned here is that they're not actually devils. We were just kind of convinced that these people we'd never met were. So yeah, she's finally actually learned her lesson, which is kind of nice, but she's still an annoying geep. And then, yeah. And then I love the bit where they're sitting inside the house, her and Falco and Colt. Falco's like, yeah, I drank some wine and I love you, Gabby. I freaking love you, Gabby. You're the best. She's just like, let's get off this island quick. This got really awkward really quickly. and then Sasha's family walked past the window and they're hiding beneath it. And like Sasha's I think it's Sasha's mom and dad and like little sisters are going, oh, I hope I can't remember the name, is something with Ben.
Ben and Mia.
Ben and Mia. I hope Ben and Mia are okay. And then the other sister sort of slowly walks from behind and goes, oh, I hope she's not. Yeah. She killed our big sis. If I ever see her again, I'm gonna kill her. It's just like, yeah, that's definitely gonna come back as a plot point later. And I'm putting my prediction down now. Some shit's gonna go down and she's just gonna jump out of nowhere and start beating the shit out of Gabby, and I'm gonna enjoy every moment of it.
Falco also confesses that he mailed Aaron's letters to the Survey Corps.
So. Yeah, but I don't know why he's so hung up on that. Like, he got tricked into it. Like, I know he's been a bit of a douche, and yeah, he obviously feels very responsible for the massacre that Erin caused in Liberace, or whatever it's called. Liberace, that's it, isn't it? Who's Liberace? I forgot. It's a piano player, I think. Liberace, he's a musician, isn't he?
I think so.
Yeah. I'm not good with pop culture. Anyway, yeah, so he feels very responsible for that. So we get that bit of emotion out of him, but that's it doesn't stop Gabby being a dick. I don't know. Have you got any other memorable moments from this episode? Because we're just basically just waiting for Erin to touch up Zeke, aren't we?
Yeah.
Nothing else really happens in this episode.
Yeah, not really. Like, there's... I like the stair bit.
I like the top of the stairs.
It felt very much like what's that movie? The one with the asteroid, and they gotta go like destroy it.
Oh, there's two, isn't there? There's the one with Aerosmith, yeah. And then there's the one without Aerosmith.
That's the one I'm thinking.
You got Deep Impact and Armageddon.
Armageddon. It felt like Armageddon.
They came out exactly the same year.
Yeah, it felt like Armageddon when they're like walking towards the ship in slow motion.
Don't wanna miss this. Don't wanna fall asleep because I miss you, babe, and I don't wanna miss a thing.
Except for they're walking in normal speed, it's just a lot of stairs.
Yeah, and it's great when they get to the top of the stairs and there's the Jaegerist who's holding the gun saying, hey, you can't come up here. And Jorn just grabs him and says, are you really going to stop us when we're going to help your Lord Jaeger?
I wish it would have been like, do you know how many stairs we walked up to get here? You're really going to do this to us?
2,474. Now, move out of the way or you're going down all of them. Head first. Pick a window, mate. You're leaving. yeah, I do like the fact that one of the things I love is the recruits from the first season, how they're basically just like the seasoned hard nuts now.
Yeah.
They have moved on from being those wimpy old recruits. Shardis has like proper strung them together into like absolute hardcore titan killing maniacs.
Yeah, well, I also think like all of their superior officers have kind of died. So
yeah, there's no one else left.
Yeah. Hanji and Levi are like the oldest people alive.
actually, that probably makes Reiner one of the oldest, and Zeke, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh no, Pixis is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like 77. Got the queen still alive and she's 95.
He drank the wine.
Now, I've got a question here.
Mm-hmm.
So, who is the blonde girl who talks to Mikasa when they're putting on the BDSM gear?
She is a new scout recruit. We saw her some in the last half of the season. We see her a couple of times. Like I think Mikasa maybe like helped train her, but also I'm trying to remember which time it was. Was it in Trost, maybe? Do you remember the time, like ages ago, when Mikasa like cuts down a Titan?
Oh, and rides
running
it.
Out of group. Yeah, that time.
she lands on his back and surfs it down to the door.
That girl was there.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. See, I remember her.
Yeah. So she was like, inspired.
I remember that girl from season one.
But Mikasa,
I didn't recognize her in season two. Yeah. At first, I thought, was that Historia? And I was like, oh, she's got her ODM gear on. I was like, no, Historia's like heavily pregnant.
Yep.
Like, that would be really harsh. Be it's like, come on, Historia. You're one of the better ones. Strap up. Have you been drinking wine? No, good. Put it on. Oh, yeah, that was the other thing as well, wasn't it? Pixis is like, the BDSM gear's in short supply, so only give so try and prioritize people without armbands.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, take my armband off. Just put my BDSM gear on and fly the hell out of Sugantuna. I'm going to get as far away from that Zeke man as possible. Any other nice little nuggets from the episode?
I think that's
When did Mikasa get a boob job?
I didn't notice.
I definitely noticed. They're kind of doing the whole Wheel of Time thing where she's got her arm under her breasts a lot. that's just like a meme from the Wheel of Time. I don't know why, but Robert Jordan would always write, whenever a woman was getting angry with a man, he'd always write, she crossed her arms under her breasts. and yeah, that's just like, there's like become a bit of a meme in the Wheel of Time fandom. It's just wondering, like, yeah, she just, I don't know, she seemed very more emphasized on that area than before. I'm not trying to be pervy. It was just kind of like, I was just literally looking at it going, like, they're putting more focus on that area of her chest. I mean, normally she's flying about at high speed, just ripping things' necks off. So
yeah.
Maybe I've just not noticed it before. But yeah. Overall, I think okay episode. I was a bit disappointed that nothing really happens. Like, the only thing that actually really happens in this episode is Zeke shows up and gets shot in the neck because everyone else was kind of just fighting and just like having a bit of a back and forth anyway before that. The Paradise prisoners get released and Falco, not the Austrian rap star, Amadeus, he returns to Gabby and Colt and they're trying to escape. And I think the only other thing is, I think that's it really, isn't it? Not really going, like, it was PK Fire, who shot Zeke or helped shoot Zeke. Yeah, that's all that happened. You know, that's like less than a minute's worth of synopsis. Sums up the entire episode. So hopefully we'll get a bit more stuff actually happening. You know, it's like we say, it's difficult to say when there's just stuff where it's just fighting because it's just like, yeah, you know, he punches him. He punches him back. But yeah, it's just, this was all just like filler, it felt like to me. But it was all right. I think the biggest thing from this is like, who is Niall?
I'll Google him after and let you know.
No. I don't ever want to know. I just want it to be always a mystery. I just want to one day be on my deathbed and go, who was Niall?
Yeah,
my kids be like, what the fuck?
I guess in closing, we've got, if you know who Niles is, please tweet at us. And if you have our Twitter login information, please tweet at us.
Yes.
That information.
Yeah, we need all that stuff.
Yes. It'd be very helpful.
Yes.
Yep. That's all I've got.
That's all I've got.
Your podcast. Oh,
I've got stuff to plug. My podcast is Bill's RPG. I can't even say my bloody podcast properly. Bill's JRPG Adventures and Other Trappings podcast, which is just me doing stuff that I like doing occasionally. I'm a part-time co-host over at the RPG After Years, which is a really fun podcast for all your RPG stuff from past, present, and future. It's the only place to get it. That's a good plug. And also, I've got coming up a podcast that I'm starting with our good friend Eric called The Super Switch Club, where we play, we pick and choose a game from the Switch Online library, so the NES and SNES, and we will move into the N64 and Genesis stuff in the future. And then, yeah, we just sort of do like a mashup documentary style podcast about it, which is really cool.
Yep. You just finished, or do you have... Are there more palaces left in Legend of Zelda?
So the first season was Legend of Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link, often known as the black sheep in the family and possibly one of the hardest NES games ever. I've actually finished the game, and I can't talk about it because my therapist has asked me not to. there's an enemy. Yeah, so we're on the last episode now, so just waiting for a few other people to finish the Grand Palace or the Great Palace, whatever it's called, and then that'll be the final episode of Zelda 2. But there are things inside that palace, Tyler. There are things that are going to haunt me to the end of my days. It's terrifying in the Grand Palace. Like, that game was hard. Was really hard up until the final bit. And then you realize when you enter the final palace that actually the game was really easy up until that point. And suddenly it's gone balls out hard on you and it's slapping you around the face. And it's just like, yeah. Sorry. I shouldn't talk about it. Hang on. I've got to take 10 breaths like my therapist told me.
That should be fun for you to play that and relive it.
Yeah, I can't wait. I've already recorded my thoughts before I went to my therapist because I knew he'd tell me not to. Don't go back there, Bill. They can jump, Tyler. They can jump.
Oh no. I don't know who they are, but that's horrible.
they've been pestering me throughout the whole season. And then suddenly they could jump. Why? Why can they jump? Sorry, just having a mental breakdown here.
We're good. But yeah, I've got a Star Trek podcast. Our friend Eric is also there. We'll be getting back into Star Trek Discovery Season 4 whenever that comes back. So yeah, check that out if you want. Otherwise, you should join our Discord. Go to probablywork.com/Discord, and we've got like a spoiler chat there for if you've read the manga, if you're watching the subs, or if you're watching the dubs, like our friend Zach, who is listening to this
hi Zach,
a month from now or so.
Yeah, I might have spoiled something for Zach because I put it in the wrong chat, but no, I put it in our open chat, which then Tyler locked down, so I couldn't do that again. So yep. Don't worry, I won't be able to spoil anything as long as you're in the right chat.
Bill was the inspiration for making the spoiler chats separate.
Thank you, everybody. You've got me to thank for that. Yep. So I think Tyler's Star Trek podcast just needs a tiny bit more explanation, because Tyler is actually watching the whole of Star Trek out of sync. They just like, the guys pick a random episode of him to watch each week.
So they gave me a list.
Well, they give you a list.
They gave me a list of the best and worst episodes of Star Trek, but they only gave me the episode title. So I don't know what season or series or anything. And I just pick it based on title. And then we see what we watch. I watched the finale to Star Trek Voyager before watching the first episode. So that was fun.
I love Voyage. It's such a bonkers mess. So what would you say so far, considering how little context you have for anything that's going on, is what's your favorite season of Star Trek so far?
Season or series?
Yeah, season. So do you like, or sorry, yeah, series I should say. Okay. Do you like Next Generation or DS9?
I think I've only seen one. I've seen two episodes of Deep Space Nine, but I think TNG is the most consistently entertaining.
Oh, okay.
Because like even when it's a bad episode, it's still all the characters are likable and it's pretty fun.
Yeah, I think when I look back over Star Trek, I always think DS9 is probably one of my favorites. But you know,
yeah, people love DS9, but yeah, I just haven't picked episodes. But there's supposedly more DS9 episodes on the list than anything else, and I have not picked them.
You just keep avoiding them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anything that says Quark in it, I'm going to avoid. I love Quark. Yeah, anyway, sorry about that. I do love that thing. I try and tune in as much as I possibly can, but damn it, Troy makes me have to listen to so many podcasts. He's like 50% around High Network. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So hard to keep up. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I love you all. This has been lovely to get back with you, Tyler.
Yeah, you too.
And
touch again some other time.
but remember, every time we touch we cause a rumbling because it's lunchtime and my stomach is hungry.
but
we'll look forward to the next episode. What's the next episode called?
I think it's Two Brothers, which Two makes me brothers. Think of that song by the Spin Doctors. Dun, 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 dun. It's Two Princes, I think, you know the song.
No, I don't. Oh. Well, that one's lost to me, I'm afraid. But yeah, so I assume it's going to be, you know, two brothers. You've got Erin and Zeke and Colt and Falco.
Amadeus, I think it's two brothers as in that Erin and Zeke.
Oh, no, I think it's two brothers as in like, because you wouldn't say two brothers, would you? You'd say they're brothers.
So you'd say
if there's two brothers, then you've got two sets of brothers.
Hmm.
So I'm thinking you're going to get the Falco and Colt and the Zeke and thingy going on. That's my prediction.
Oh, yeah. So I guess this episode, if you may still listening, this episode ends where the big cliffhanger is Zeke dead or alive? Because if he's alive, he's going to scream. If he's dead, he's dead.
Yeah. And, should probably mention that.
And Colt's trying to get to Zeke so he can be like, hey, Falco, drink some of your spinal fluid. If you could, like, please not scream.
Seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, so we'll see how that plays out. But yeah, until next time, don't get eaten.
Yeah, especially by Troy. He had tacos for lunch. It's not going to be pretty.
Our listeners have no idea who Troy is.
I know. He's our titan that eats us. Watch out for cats.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
@ Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.